from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Every Monday, 7:55, we're from 3 minutes late, 7:58. He's a Hall of Famer. He has not been a regular contributor on a show in 3 years. And we love the chance this entire football season every Monday to talk to Ray Dininger. Ray Diddy, how are you, sir?
Doing very well, Joe. How are you doing?
Oh, to say the least, Ray, tickled that you're going to be part of our show this year on a weekly basis. Thank you. Ray, why are you doing this? We're going to get to the Eagles in a moment. But I am curious, why? I mean, I know you still love it. Why weekly?
Oh, because you suggested it.
Way to go, Joe! Hey, way to go!
Nice, okay. Nice work.
Thank
Joe.
You. So anyone?
All, thank you, Ray.
All anyone had to do was ask.
Yeah, I mean, we had been doing once a month.
Yep.
You know, and you and I had a conversation what 6 weeks ago or so that would you be open to possibly doing it every week during the season? And I said, sure, it's fun. Why not? So here we are.
I love it, Ray. Well, listen, it's going to be great. So let's get to it, Ray. Let's start with this. Your biggest takeaway, I know it's been a couple days now, but as you get that mind back to Friday night, when that game was over, what was the main thing going through your mind right after the game?
Relief. Glad that it was over. Glad that the whole Brazil thing was gone, and they're flying home with a win. You know, that was the first thing. You know, I was not a big advocate of the I've never been a big advocate of the international thing of football. I just really haven't. And I thought the idea of flying 10 hours to play a home game to me seemed preposterous on its face, but you know.
Yeah.
And then they go down there and then play on that field, which you wouldn't want to put two high school teams on that field. So I mean, there were a lot of aspects about it that were unnecessary and I thought annoying, but the bottom line was let's just win the game. Let's get to 1-0 and get on with the rest of the season. And that's kind of how I felt. But beyond that, in terms of just the team itself, I think you said it well. I think there were some things that were really encouraging, some things that you were hoping to see that you saw, and some other things that left you okay. We got we still got some work to do, but to be sitting here 1-0, that's a good place to be.
All right, Ray, what did you make of Jalen Hurts' performance?
Uneven. I thought that there were times some things he did. I thought he did really well. The interceptions were really troubling. The first one, the down the middle into all the coverage, was just a terrible decision. And then the other one, in the end zone, running to his right, throwing across his body, hanging the ball up there, making it an easy pick at that point in the game. Can't do that. You just can't do that. One of the things that we talked about, all the things you hope to see from Jalen Hurts this year, and I'm one of the people that felt like he was going to come back and have a big year, and I still do. I really do. But one of the things, and people talked about, is he going to run more? Is a deep pass going to come back? All that kind of stuff. To me, the thing above all else was decision making. you know, his decision making went from being so good 2 years ago to being highly suspect last year. And I was hoping that with this summer and, you know, with Kellen Moore coming in, and what we had heard was a really good, healthy working relationship between the OC and the quarterback. Again, we had a couple of examples of really poor decision-making, and that's the kind of stuff he's got to get out of his game.
Isn't that the kind of thing that you need to practice at full speed in game situations to get better at doing in full speed at game situations, right? Like, don't you feel as though the experience of running this offense and calling the protections will lead to Jalen doing this more smoothly as soon as next week? I mean, it really is the reps that he needed to get, in my mind. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's part of the reason why, I mean, you could argue the idea that playing him in a preseason wouldn't be the worst thing. And mm-hmm. I know they're dead set against it, and we're probably never going to see it. But there's something to be said for getting those reps in preseason games because he needed to get them. I mean, working in a new offense and working with a new offensive coordinator, there was a lot of stuff. There were going to be new looks and that were going to lead to new decisions that he was going to have to make. And the only way you can get those, you can't get those in practice.
Right.
No matter how many times Elliott Shore Parks can log every one of those plays, but it's practice. And
yeah.
you only get that feel, and you only get those looks in live action. And you know, okay, the first live action was Friday night, and some of it was good, but some of it was bad.
Right.
But it's all the kind of stuff you can work out over time. But the big thing is, listen, you beat a good team. You beat a good team under very, very difficult circumstances. The travel to start the season that way, to play on that field, to play against a good opponent. You weathered all that, you got the win, and you came home. And, you know, everybody deserves some credit for that.
How much of the sluggishness that we saw from Jalen, I felt like he was a little bit slower than I expected. Last year, I felt like he looked a little bit slower than I expected. We found out after the fact that he was nursing a knee to some capacity. What do you think accounted for the sluggishness or the slowness or whatever we saw from Jalen on Friday night?
Yeah, I thought I kind of saw the same things that you saw, and I was looking to see more of the RPO stuff and more of him on the move. The things that we've seen him do in the past, I was looking to see that kind of back in the game, and I think it probably will be. I wonder how much the field had to do with it. You know, I wonder how much nobody could decide what shoes to wear. Nobody could decide how many cleats to wear. I mean, you saw them on the sidelines. The equipment managers, you know, had the wrenches out the whole game, you know,
yeah,
fixing guys' shoes and change these, take these cleats off, put these cleats on. And I think that probably could have influenced it a little bit. Look, you know, we don't want Jalen running around a whole lot on this crappy field. You know, let's just do what the players we got to play and get out of here.
Yeah.
I think the footing probably had something to do with that.
I think there's something to that also. I do believe it was like an organizational decision. Okay, guys, this is dicier than we thought with the footing. You know, let's call the game accordingly. Let's warn Jalen accordingly.
Well, right.
We have a direct line into his helmet.
So,
we're going to tell him, hey, be careful. Protect yourself. Guard yourself.
Right.
On this play, if you get this look, get down.
Yeah, but Ray, look, we'll see. Obviously, I mean, I agree we need to see him on a clean field to truly know. But my instincts tell me he's just not the same player athletically that he was 4 years ago, 5 years ago in his earliest days. I mean, that game he played against the Saints when it was his first start, he had just taken over for Carson. I remember thinking, all right, he's not as fast as Randall, Donovan, and Vic. But he's in the conversation. And right now, he just, to me, looks like he's not in the conversation of that. But we'll see over the next couple weeks. It does concern me. Ray, let's get to other aspects of the team. Bryce Huff, are you concerned out of the gate?
Yeah, it got to the fourth quarter, and I started asking, did he make the trip?
Yeah.
You know? And these were some of the questions that we had in the offseason about it. I mean, not to be negative and not to be looking for things to criticize, but, you know, they paid this guy a boatload of money based on one season. And it was fair to ask, you know, was it one season? Or is this really reflective of the kind of player that he is? And we weren't going to know that until we got to see him in live action. And not much. You know, you really didn't get much from the edges in this game. I mean, your Sweat played pretty good. I thought, I thought Sweat played okay. But other than that, you know, your edge guys
did for loss.
Yeah, your edge guys didn't give you much. And,
no.
And if you know, for this team, for this defense to really come on and start playing really good football, I mean, the kind of football that can win you a division and win you games in January, you're going to need to get more from the edges, and you're going to need to get more from Huff for sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to judge him on one game, but yeah. For one game, it was not exactly what you would call an auspicious debut.
But don't you think it's encouraging, Ray, that even though we didn't get pressure from the OLBs, Vic Fangio dialed up pressure from the ILBs, you know, the Mike and the Will, the guys who stand off the ball and inside, instead of on the line of scrimmage and tearing off the edge. It's still linebackers getting to the quarterback when Zach Bond gets there. And the bottom line was we did generate pressure. You know, is this much ado about nothing if we get the quarterback sacked anyway?
Oh, sure. I mean, that's the thing that Vic is really good at. I mean, Vic has been a really good defensive coordinator for a long time in a lot of different cities with a lot of different personnel. Some of it good, some of it not so good. But he always is very good about adapting his scheme to the talents of the players that he has. And if he's not getting what he needs from one particular group, he'll get it from somewhere else. I mean, he's not wedded necessarily to one principle or one philosophy. He's going to do what he needs to do, not just game to game, but series to series, to get the results that he wants. And that's what he did in that game. I mean, I think he probably went into it probably thinking he was going to get pressure from the edges because he's got good edge players. But when it wasn't happening, he said, okay, well, that's not working. And maybe the footing had something to do with it. I mean, we all saw what bad footing did to the pass rush in the Super Bowl. Maybe that had something to do with it, too. But when it wasn't there early, then he adjusted and he began getting interior pressure. And I think that was one of the encouraging things, that both from Bond and from Dean, when he needed to send them, they got the pressure to the quarterback.
So, yeah, Ray, did you realize that Zach Bond had that in him? Did Vic Fangio realize? You look at the stat line, he had 15 tackles and 2 sacks. Like, that is, QB, well, I guess the QB hits count as the sacks, but it really is an incredibly productive interior linebacker line in a box score. You never see stuff like that.
Well, so, Ray, every once in a while a guy does something in game one, like Michael Carter-Williams had Magic Johnson gaga on Twitter after his first game, and then the guy had a horrible career. So we'll see on Zach Bond, but, I mean, I was stunned by how good he was.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, I didn't know that. I mean, I knew he was a pretty high draft pick. He was a third-round pick coming out of college, and everybody knew he could play a little bit. Didn't show a whole heck of a lot in New Orleans, but okay, he comes here, and new surroundings, new defense.
You thought maybe playing a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he's, maybe you've really found something here. And you're talking about the stat line. Yeah, 15 tackles was pretty impressive. Got some pressure on the quarterback. But I thought one of the plays that stood out to me, you know, was the drop on the pass route, you know, when he got the depth underneath the receiver, forced Love to throw the ball maybe a little higher than he wanted to, and he wanted it turns into the Reed Blankenship interception.
Yep.
You know, that play is really made by the linebacker getting really good coverage underneath and making the quarterback make a throw that he really didn't want to make.
That's a play Brian Urlacher would make. You know, that's a great play.
He's a bigger backer also. You know, like as inside backers go, being 6'3", whatever he is, you know, 235, like I like seeing that. More versatile, a guy who can actually take on a guard when need be.
All right, Ray, one more for you here. I had the thought watching the game. I don't know if you have or if you're ready to go there yet after one game, but watching Quinyon Mitchell, my thought was best Eagles rookie cornerback since Eric Allen. I know it's a game, but man, this guy looks like a baller.
Yeah, and no surprise to me. I mean, I mean, before the draft, I mean, I talked with you guys on the air. I remember having that conversation when you were asking me in this draft class, who do you like? And I said immediately Quinyon Mitchell. I mean, I really did. And I know there was some concern about, you know, small college player and all that kind of stuff. Look,
yeah.
I saw him at the Senior Bowl and going up against the best receivers in the class. Forget the small college stuff. He was going up against the A-list guys.
And he had the confidence right away, Ray?
Immediately. And that was the thing that really impressed me, was he stepped on the field with all of these, these superstar D1 players and all these receivers, and he lined right up on them with no fear.
That's huge.
To play that position in the NFL successfully, physical talent is a big part of it. But a lot of it is just how you're wired mentally and emotionally. Do you have the mental toughness to go out there and play on that island against the best receivers in football?
Sure.
A lot of it is just that. And he had that. He demonstrated. Now, you don't want to, 1 week in Mobile does not make a career, but it can tell you a lot. And I came away from that saying, this guy is every bit as good as I thought he was going to be. Now, the amazing thing is, and to me it's still amazing, frankly, is that you got him at 22. I mean, I never would have thought. To me, he was the guy I wanted the Eagles to get, but I certainly thought they were going to have to trade up to get him. To stay at 22 and have him fall on your lap is an incredible stroke of good fortune. But I think they absolutely have themselves, a guy who's going to play a lot of football for him. And I think he can play multiple roles. We've seen him in the slot. We've seen him on the outside. I think he can play pretty much anywhere you want to put him and be a really good player. So for his first game up here, he was absolutely equal to the moment.
Ray, we are thrilled you're going to be joining us Mondays at this time on a weekly basis. We look forward to the journey, hopefully to mid-February with you. Thank you, Ray.
Always a pleasure to be with you guys.
All right, there he is, the Hall of Famer, the Diddy. Coming up, Jaws on Jalen Hurts. What he said about Hurts postgame, plus Sirianni. We have the audio of Sirianni in the locker room after the game addressing the team. We'll get to that and more of your phone calls on... Well, it's always great to have the bird season going on. And a 1-0 start's a heck of a lot better than an 0-1 start. Sirianni 4-0 so far in his opening games. So good job by the birds out of the gate, even though it was, to say the least, an uneven performance. Let's just address a couple of Phillies realities here, because obviously we have backburnered them today for clear reasons. But after dropping 2-3 over the weekend, but a split when you go back to Thursday in Florida, here's where the Phillies are from a standings standpoint. They are one game behind the Dodgers. So the Phillies lost two in a row. Dodgers won two in a row. So while the Phillies had a one-game lead entering Saturday, they're now a game behind the Dodgers for the best record in baseball and top spot in the National League. But the Phillies are in, pretty decent spot for that two seed, if you need it. They're three games up on Milwaukee. So, clock's ticking. Obviously, time's moving. Less than 20 games to go. It's still a dogfight, but at least you got some breathing room on Milwaukee for the two spot. One other thing.
You feel pretty comfortable at this
point. No, I wouldn't say comfortable, but I just say more comfortable than 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's a lot better than being in third place, so we'll say.
Yeah, you thought that this would be a dogfight for the...
Well, it still is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. All right, one other thing. You might have missed it, but we got to give congratulations to the end of a career and a consequential career. We were all footballed up over the weekend and eagled up, but Alex Morgan retired yesterday. She had a tremendous career for U.S. soccer and, right there with the women's soccer helping elevate the women's program and women's sports in America. And she was a great player. Multiple World Cups, the whole thing. So congratulations to Alex Morgan. She retired yesterday and goes into retirement. She was a great player. All right, 215-592-9494. Jaws on Hurts. We'll get to that shortly. Sirianni in the locker room after the game, what he said to the guys. Also that coming up soon. Tom in Abington right now. Yo, Tom.
Yo, gang. How are we doing this morning?
Doing great, Tom.
1-0.
1-0, baby. 1-0.
Ugly 1-0, but 1-0.
1-0 is 1-0, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I don't understand all the guff about Huff.
He stunk.
Wow. I mean, Fangio told us as much. He wasn't ready to be a three-down player.
Listen, Tom, here's what went through my mind with watching, or put another way, not watching Bryce Huff the other day, because I barely noticed him. Great general managers make mistakes. It is way too early to say that this will be the case. But I wonder if it's Dombrowski's Taiwan.
I just don't think. Listen.
I'm just telling you, Dombrowski's great, but he really messed up with Taiwan. And Howie's great, and he might have.
The last thing I want to do is discuss anything about Taiwan Walker, Joe. Okay.
But you get my point.
Bryce Huff was.
I get the point, but you get my point.
I
Fangio
do.
Is very, he's brutally honest. I love the dude. He told us that Huff wasn't ready to be a three-down player.
But,
and then when
but he wasn't even a two-down player or a one-down player.
That's right, John. So now you throw into the field condition on top of it. I'm going to chalk it up to that, and we'll see what happens at home.
We'll see.
Okay, I
now,
like that. I felt like he got stuck to people an awful lot, like stuck to people. And
well, wouldn't that happen
doesn't
if you can't get your footing?
I guess you can blame it on that, but again, I need to see a lot better real quick.
Well, a couple other things I took from the game. One, the RPO is dead. It's a combination of things. The league has caught up to it, and Jalen's lost a step. He just has. So if I don't see any more RPOs, I'd be fine with that. So Jalen better start taking care of the ball here. Because that's a little concerning.
Well, it is. So, Tom, here's my big. I'll tell you this, my man. I'm going to throw it right back to you. My biggest takeaway from the game in the big picture is that Jalen better be really good in the passing game because I think he will never again be as good in the running game as he used to be.
Correct. And also, the coaching was
ridiculous.
The biggest takeaway.
Why is that ridiculous? John, don't you see that he looks slower?
Yeah, and I believe that it's probably because they're telling him every play.
No, but not when he
yourself,
tries to
get
run
down. Get
but there
down,
are times he runs. No, hold on, John. That's
get
a different. Hold on, that's a different issue. There are times he runs to try to get a first down, and when
and
he does. Well, or he does get it, but he looks slower.
He just doesn't have the same burst
than he used to.
Yeah, there's no question.
He just looks slower.
I understand.
And I remember when Carson had
that
lumbering look.
Too. It's different than Carson.
I guess you acknowledge
this
he's
is a guy who's 25 or 26. How old is he again? I just refuse to believe he's significantly less an athlete.
Let me ask you a question.
This young
John,
in his life.
Let me ask you a question. I don't remember the guy's name. Someone help me out here. Tom, thanks for the call. What was the name of the running back a year?
He just turned 26.
Okay.
Just turned 26.
What was the name of the running back a year or two ago that we were very excited the Eagles
Trey
got?
Trey Sermon.
Nope.
Oh.
Who used to play for the Seattle Seahawks. What was that guy's name?
Raheem?
Rashawn
Perry.
Rashawn Perry.
When they had
no, not Perry.
Rashad Perry.
Penny.
No.
Penny. Rashad Penny.
Yes.
When they had four backs, and it was like, it could be this guy, it could be that guy, it could be Miles, it could be Boston, blah, blah, blah. I thought Rashad Penny would be the best. They never played him. They knew why not to play him. He was cooked. I'm not saying Jalen's cooked, but if you don't see a diminished athlete, I think you're just missing it.
Rashad Penny had injuries every year.
So has Jalen.
Took a toll.
Not as significantly.
To where he didn't get on the field. Like, Jalen has been banged up and had a surgery after last season. Yes.
He didn't have surgery after last season.
Was it two seasons ago?
Yeah, he didn't have surgery.
For the ankle?
So there was an ankle one year, there was a shoulder in 2022.
Yeah.
These years all run together for me. But I'm just telling you, here's the way I look at it. When I saw young Jalen with the Eagles, again, I'll say this again, it reminded me of Donovan, Randall, and Vic. Not to the same extent, but he was, hey, this guy's got serious wheels.
Yes,
what
and
I
he
see
was
now,
a lot more cutting it loose. His role, his mindset is so completely different now. But, I know it looked faster. I was worried when I saw him in this game on Friday. Wow.
There you go.
It harkens back to the knee brace. Wow. Does he need the knee brace? Wait, is he wearing a knee brace? Why is he looking so slow? It just... Again, we need to see him on a field that.
Well, we do need to see him on a clean field.
Telling him protect your groin every time you make a cut. I'm positive with the way they overprotect these guys. That was a discussion.
Look, I thought 2020 Jalen was a tank and a Ferrari. Now I think he's only a tank. And you can do good stuff with a tank. I mean, he was a tank to get that third down conversion the other day to kind of salt the game away. That was huge. But it helps when you have the Ferrari engine in there also. Let's get to Hassan in Strawberry Mansion. What's going on, Hassan?
Nothing much. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What's up, Hassan?
Well, first off, my biggest takeaway from the weekend is that my quarterback isn't remedial. Yo, he can read a defense. Knows what's going on the other side of the ball. And the other thing, it's like driving... You ever see somebody drive a luxury car around Philly? Will you zoom around?
Someone's driving a luxury car? I guess I've seen someone do that before. I suppose so. I mean, you should see, dude, Seltzer. You should see Seltzer. He bought, like, custom-made Porsche. I'm like, where does this, guy get this?
What's up with that?
My Mini Cooper is now a Porsche, yes.
No, I'm joking around. Go, Hassan.
You don't drive it around the city and hit on a pothole. You can't.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The field was trash.
The field was a disgrace. We would be talking so much more about it if the Eagles lost.
Oh, 100%.
And Hassan, it's been backburnered, but the NFL should be ashamed of itself. That was a disgrace by the National Football League. A disgrace.
Yes, the turnovers, no, I can't have them. Quinion Mitchell, I love that kid. I thought that we should have got Kool-Aid. I'm totally convinced we got the right guy. That kid looked like he's gonna be, like you said, Eric Allen, the number one corner for years to come.
He looks really good, man. He really, really does. All right, Hassan, appreciate the phone call, man. You know, they also were, I thought Avante struggled in the game, John. Now, of course, they were down man with
Thrust into action.
Isaiah Rodgers,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I would have wanted more.
Didn't expect to be in the role that he was in.
But
that's tough.
But he's supposed to be able to do better than that when he gets in there. I mean, that the way Avante
played.
They
were picking on him.
I was wondering if he should have made the team the way he played. Like, that was like, wow, that's what he's got?
But that's.
And I'm an Avante fan, but that was concerning.
That's a stable of talented young wide receivers who
they
really
are
do have some juice.
They do. You know? No, so, I agree with that.
He was in a tough spot.
One of those guys, after the game, I didn't even look at it before the game. After the game, I look at my fantasy team. And freaking Porter, that one Packers receiver gave him 34 points
Jayden
in fantasy.
Reed.
Yeah. Like, I never even heard of this guy.
Was that the 70-yard play?
In a hole. I got no shot to win the fantasy football week one because this freaking guy went for 34 points. All right, let's listen to Sirianni coming up in 1 minute.
You lost?
Oh, I lost. Did you win?
I think so.
Well, you think so, or you know so, or you didn't check?
It's not over yet.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not over yet. Okay, well, that's a different matter. All right. Sirianni after the game in the locker room. What he said to the fellas post-game right after the game. We'll get to that in 1 minute. His message to the guys post-game. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. and their decades of experience in complex dental treatment and, frankly, excellent care for so many thousands throughout the Delaware Valley. You know, I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center, they're also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. I strongly encourage you to get yourself to PI Dental Center. They're located in Fort Washington, very easy to get to, right by the Turnpike. Look, they specialize in all of it, whether it's year-to-year maintenance or a big repair of a major issue, they can fix you up. Get yourself there. PIDentalCenter.com, the website to start with. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. You know, it was funny after the Patriots won yesterday, for the first time in like at least 20 years, maybe ever, there was post-game audio from a Patriots locker room because Belichick never allowed it.
No.
Never
did you see
allowed
they
it.
Did the, they threw the Gatorade on Mayo on when
Mayo.
He won.
On yeah. Mayo, they sure did. They parceled him. All right, so Patriots had post-game locker room audio. Eagles had post-game locker room audio. And it's always a good sign if you got that because it means you got a W. Eagles certainly did. Look, it was an ugly win, but it was an important win. It gets some of that stench of last year off them a bit, and it gets them a win in the conference against a team, let's be real, that they either are or were supposed to be battling with this year. Now, maybe with Jordan Love's injury, maybe not as much. I mean, Jalen Carter might have change the fortunes of the Packers with that hit, you know, second to last play of the game. But let's get to post-game Sirianni in the locker room. He's excited. They're excited. By the way, I feel pretty damn certain the Eagles had to cut some audio out here because there are moments when you'll notice it should be when the players rouse with excitement.
Yeah.
And it's kind of not in there, which tells me some guys are probably cursing and the Eagles probably had to get rid of some audio. But anyway, here's what we got, Sirianni in the locker room.
Guys, it's not about who's the toughest. It's about who's the toughest the longest, right? And that's because of how you guys have worked. It all is good. It's our habits of how you guys have worked. That was round one. We got 17 rounds. All right, that was just round one. Feels good, though, to win round one, doesn't it? Everybody's role's not the same, but everybody's role's important. It takes every one of us. All right, love this team. Love these guys. Love you guys. Hey, let's enjoy this trip back. Let's enjoy this trip back. We got a lot to be thankful for. Let's take a knee.
All right, so they cut some audio out, right? I mean, there's no, because if someone curses when they're, hey, yeah, yeah, and then, but someone drops an F-bomb, you know, an F, yeah, well, then you can't, you know, air that audio.
No, it sounded very odd.
Right.
The mix of all of it was strange.
Very edited. Yeah. All right, let's go back to something Sirianni said actually a short time after that, not in the locker room, but at the podium. So he's wrapping up the Brazil thing. By the way, he went like way out of his way and so did other players after the game to thank Brazil. I think the message came on from down high, like, yo, guys, start kissing Brazil's butt because, you know, we were kind of ripping Brazil on the way in, so let's kiss them on the way out. So they did. They said the nice things. But Sirianni also, when asked about, well, I thought it was an interesting question. He's asked about a moment that he'll remember from the trip other than getting the win. And Sirianni started by talking about the camaraderie of this football team. That was his answer. The camaraderie of this football team. Then after that, he said this.
There's nothing like competing with each other against a common opponent with a common goal. And, again, the electricity of the stadium was awesome. But I really think just wins like this bring it closer together as a football team. And we always talk about this. It's not the best groups of individuals that win. It's the best teams that win. And that's true of any team sport. And I happen to believe that football is the greatest team sport there is. Everybody's got to be on the same page. And if they're not, bad plays can happen. And so wins like this, tough, grimy, gritty wins like this, and being able to compete together as a football team, that's special, and that's going to help us continue to grow.
John, you're the one person here that knows that feeling as a player or in any way in pro football. Like, what were those guys?
Grimy, gritty feeling. Yep. I love describing it that way.
What was it like?
It does matter.
Because it's almost like a road win. It's almost like a road win because it wasn't a home game. So when those guys look at each other in the locker room after the game.
That's as adverse as it gets. And yeah, you band together. It makes a huge difference that you emerged on the positive side of things. It was touch and go. It was dicey. That was a really good team. Green Bay is going to be around come postseason. Everyone expects that. They've got a lot of improving to do, too, just like we do. But I have a lot of faith that this team works, that that's part of their identity, that that's Jalen and Saquon on offense, you know, that on the defensive side of things, boy, I hope.
Well, it's new players.
I think Slay and everyone else leading things from the backside.
Here's what was so big about the game, not just a W against a good NFC team, NFC East team, but NFC team, I mean. What am I trying to say? Not NFC East, NFC. Yeah, sorry. That it does begin the process. Doesn't solve it all, but begins the process of receding last year from our memory a bit. You know, because Seltzer, if they had lost this game, rev your engines.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Oh, without a doubt.
Maybe unfairly.
I think probably unfairly.
But the engine would be revved.
Without a doubt. 100%.
You know? By the way, you know who helped the engine not get revved? What in, like, the hell was the Packers kick returner doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Bringing the ball
28
out.
28 seconds left.
Rhea, what? He gets the. If he just takes a knee, they get the ball on the 30-yard line and save 6 or 7 seconds.
I jumped
what
off
an
the
idiot.
Couch and I was saying thank you.
What an idiot.
I couldn't believe it.
I mean, it's either on the Packers coach, the Packers special teams coach, or the Packers kick return. One of them's an idiot.
Gainwell came out the one time, and he didn't do it again.
Oh, my
God. You saw
God.
That. They were like, no, no. I mean, there was a big return yesterday. I forget in which game, but it's so...
It was Cleveland, or not Cleveland.
Dallas.
The Bears.
Yeah. Well, Dallas has got a punt return.
And Dallas had a punt return. There was also a kickoff return for a touchdown. Oh, yeah. Arizona. It was Arizona that added.
It's so hard to watch that because they're calling it a dynamic part of it.
Yeah.
No one moves.
So
and I feel like I'm going, did I miss something? It's like they're just standing there.
To me, so far, one week in, it feels very flat.
It's incredibly disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nothing like what I expected.
And
I expected
the 30-yard line
strategy, and it would be fresh, and people would, you know, you'd see some contact and all that stuff. It really does feel like teams are kicking it through the end zone.
Totally.
And the goal was to avoid that. The goal was to incentivize these teams to kick it to a place where it was returnable, and then you've got great incentive, you've got good angles, you've got the players in spots where they can actually block people up, and you can have touchdowns on this play. It's like they've already decided, hey, we're going to protect our guys.
Totally.
We're not going to worry about this play.
And also, it's a byproduct of how they're doing it, but I do not like the ball starting on the 30-yard line. I mean, I feel like we're headed toward arena football now. I mean, how high are the scores going to get? I mean,
that does make a huge difference.
You have one completion,
Joe.
The ball's over the 50. It's like, you know what?
You
come on.
How many times? You know, in both places that I played, in Oakland and Philadelphia, the coaches, and this is pre-analytics and everything, but everyone talked about if you get the ball at the 30, if you start your drive at the minus 30, like this is why kickoff return matters so much. If you start at the minus 30 or forward, your chances of scoring a touchdown were increased, I mean, exponentially. Mm-hmm. The number was like, I don't know, 80%. As opposed to if you're behind the 30, it's sitting at 30. It was a massive jump, and every coach harped on
it. Yeah, I don't like it. And it's part of why scores are going to be high. I don't like it.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the phone so you can react to all this. The defense. We've talked about it, but if you want to weigh in on the defense, what stood out to you? Obviously, the good Zach Bond, Quinyon Mitchell, the bad, the edge rushers, highlighted in particular by the $50 million man Bryce Huff.
Also the interior, we've got Jordan Davis tiring out again and standing straight up and down. I know he had more snaps.
Yeah.
36 snaps is a lot more than he had last year, if that was the number. I think that was 36. He still was ineffective late in the game.
Well, it's not
which
good.
I was told was not going to be the case any longer. He's in great shape
now. Who told you that?
Yeah.
I was wondering the same thing. Who told you that? You said I was told.
The team.
Did they? I don't ever remember being told that. Joe, I had the exact same reaction.
You've been focused on conditioning with Jordan. He's in the shape he needs to be in. And then we see when it's a real game, it's the third quarter. Yeah. He can't do it.
Well, we'll take your calls on all this, including Hurts. What you make of his performance. Jaws post-game on Hurts. We'll get to that shortly. John right now. John, good morning. Johnny. John not ready to go. We go to Phil. Phil, you're on WIP.
Good morning. You guys are all over the place. I like it.
What's up, Phil?
There's a lot going on, my man.
I know. I feel it. So anyway, all right. So the good part about it is, number one, Ray Didinger's going to be on every week. Number two, Saquon's awesome. Number three, our coordinators are better than last year. Now, the two things that I'm concerned about is the over-under on how many games Saquon's going to play because he's got to dial it back a little bit. And the second thing is regarding the spikes. These guys are big boys, and when you go into enemy territory and you go into a field that you've never played on, now, when you're going to a divisional game, you know what the turf's like.
Phil, I know where you're headed. I agree. Someone's got to know that before the game. Period. End
they
of story.
Said they knew it after the walkthrough, and so they were trying to be prepared. But I think also walkthroughs are completely different. Honestly, you're not jamming your foot down into the grass.
You might not be. Look, Phil, maybe it got more moist. Okay, I don't know. I will just tell you. I mean, if they can figure it out by the middle of the second quarter, figure it out before the kickoff of the game. I mean, come on.
That's just lack of preparation. And I went to training camps when I was younger, and one of these guys called Darryl Green taught us, one of those, the cornerback.
Yeah, we know who Darryl Green is.
NFL's fastest.
That guy?
That guy, yes.
He's older here. Some people probably don't know him. Anyway, very good. cornerback, and what he brought was a t-shirt, shorts, and a duffel bag. And you know what was in the duffel bag?
Cleats.
A bunch, like five or six pair of
options.
Cleats, and said,
sure.
This is my bag, this is my briefcase, this is what I bring to work every day. So I, the Eagles just got to take a hint on that one.
That's I agree. After the Super Bowl, I mean, again, they're lucky that they, I mean, I don't say the lucky they won. They earned the win. But they are fortunate, and the league in particular. From a Philadelphia standpoint, because I'm sure Green Bay's doing their own squawking, but it's going to be a lot less up there than it would have been here.
Here's what
happened in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
He said both groundskeepers were involved with what type of grass they had in there. They said both Green Bay and the Eagles were both involved. What happened was, remember the temperature dropped. Elliot said, I got to go buy a jacket because it was going to be like 60 degrees. And since there was no sun, there was mist on the grass, and
that makes sense. I mean, that's the one thing, again, sure. if it developed after warmups and before the start of the game,
the sun was out during
then
warm-ups.
I give them some leeway. If it did not, I give them no leeway, but at least they did adjust faster this time than in the Super Bowl. I mean, at least this time it didn't linger into the second half, but it was ridiculous. All right. Jaws, what he said after the game about Jalen Hurts. We're going to get to that in 1 minute. Interesting stuff from Jaws postgame, who, by the way, will join us every single Tuesday at 7:25. So Jaws tomorrow at length. But Jaws from the other day postgame on Hurts, we'll get to that in 1 minute's time. Let me tell you about Family and Company Jewelers, located on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. They are, of course, South Jersey's diamond destination and your trusted jeweler for quality service and price. You know, you can choose from the largest selection of engagement rings in the area, or if you have their master jewelers, if you want to, you can have their master jewelers create a custom one-of-a-kind ring just for your special day. Guys, if you are thinking of popping the question, I repeat, if you're thinking of popping the question, get yourself to Family and Company Jewelers, Route 70, Marlton, New Jersey. Very easy to get to from Philadelphia, right across the river, right there with the bridge, right there. And obviously from South Jersey, very simple to get to. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. All right, let's listen to Ron Jaworski. After the game, I was really going to be interested to find out what does he make of what Hurts did. There was good, there was bad. Here's Jaws, postgame, NBC Sports Philadelphia, one of his first comments. Oh, by the way, this involves a little bit of Rube. Ruben Frank. This involves a little bit of Michael B., Michael Barkan, and a lot of jaws on Jalen.
Year five, he can't be making those mistakes.
Right, right. He almost made a mistake at the end of the game when he threw that ball in the flat that should have been picked off to go the other way.
Yes.
We would have been behind late in that game. I don't know if you saw the corner.
Fumbled on the goal line.
Right. A couple decisions he made were not the right decision. So, I was concerned about those reads. I thought he played a little fast again. He was leaving the pocket. The offensive line, I thought, was sensational.
Yes, they were.
He had a lot of time. But also, I'd see this. And when this happens, it's not a good sign for quarterback. It means you're dropping your head and you're looking. Your eyes got to be up and scanning the field, down the field. When you start doing this, you can't see anything else. And that means he's looking for the run. And I saw too much of that. So I think it's something you have to begin to coach him a little bit harder on.
Look,
he played a little fast again. Yep. That's a really good way to put it. Yeah. He was you could see the pocket. You could see the pocket form around him. And then, unfortunately, you could see him break to the right a lot.
I know.
He needs to do a better job with that. But on the positive side, there seemed to be a pocket there. And if you just give it 1/2 second longer and step up into that pocket and deliver the ball while keeping your eyes on your targets downfield, it's just a feel thing. One little instant longer and everything will fall into place.
It may not be easy for him to do. He may struggle with this part of pro football. And I will tell you, I was more discouraged than encouraged. Now, obviously, there were things to be encouraged about. He threw some nice passes. They handled the blitz better, which means he was part of handling the blitz better. But I can definitely tell you from week one, I was more discouraged than encouraged. And I feel pretty confident to say he did not play week one the way a top 10 quarterback would typically play.
But
just didn't.
But you can fix the problem by addressing,
well,
Jalen, you need to stay in the pocket 1/2 second longer, and it really will address the issue.
But here's where you and I frequently disagree on all sorts of issues. You can try to fix the problem.
It's an easy fix.
Oh, I don't think so.
It is, Jalen, here's what you need to do. Like, it really is straightforward. Jalen, we've identified you need to give it another split second, another 1/2 second, another second. Give your guys a chance to form that pocket around you, and you'll be in great shape.
Yeah, but that's just one of two issues. That's one issue. I agree with you. That's
dive in.
That's issue one. But issue two is, while scanning the field, you know, throwing the ball to the right person at the right time and not throwing the ball to the other team.
Sure, it all...
That's a whole nother issue.
Yes, it all works together. You got to figure out how to do it all at once.
And
that's why it's hard.
It's very hard. I'm not saying it's easy.
That's why you see all the NFL, the quarterbacks struggle early in the season.
Well...
Across the board, Joe Burrow had 164 yards. He didn't have touchdowns.
No, I know. But, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase wasn't practiced. I mean, that whole thing is ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
Look across the field. Jordan Love is a really, really solid young quarterback,
Jalen,
and he was not great.
Jalen is in a new offense, calling the blitz for the first time. Like, there is a lot on his plate from that perspective.
Right, James, what week, if he plays like that, are you going to say, okay, now I'm concerned? Week six?
I'm already concerned a little bit after. Okay. I'm not shirking it. I'm not saying it's no big deal or anything like that. I'm already concerned. But yeah, like if it's week five, week six, and he's still doing that stuff, then I'm like, there's a real problem.
And John, on the athleticism element, not the passing game stuff, with his running, if in the next game, on a clean field, if he does not look fast, will you be concerned on that issue?
Sure.
That was said grudgingly.
Yeah, very,
very begrudgingly, yes.
Because,
But what does that mean? Like, I'll be concerned. I do think in this offense, we'll be leaning less heavily into his legs and his speed and trying to get to the edge. So that's okay.
Well, it's not
the end of the world he can't win a 100-meter contest against the other quarterbacks potentially.
It's not the end of the world if he can develop into a terrific passing game player.
And I am
encouraged. If he can't, it's a very big deal.
I'm so encouraged that what we're talking about here is he's just not accustomed to, passing from the pocket. This is a step that he will take. I've seen tons of people take and have lots of success.
Let me ask you a question. Yes. Did they pay him $250 million too early?
No, they paid him when they had to pay him. I mean, that's just,
well, they,
you know,
could have waited another year. They
but you can't do that. I mean, then you
wind up.
It's very risky.
Yeah.
Here's where I will say it. I don't want him putting the ball into Saquon's belly and pulling it back and running. Those plays went nowhere anymore. Okay. That was driving me crazy. You've got Saquon, use him. I was impressed with his passing. That the one play that he had in the pocket where he got popped, but he threw it to AJ. I mean, that was a great play. The pass to Saquon, as beautiful of a catch and getting his feet down, it was a perfectly placed pass.
Yep.
The pass to AJ for the touchdown. I was impressed with his passing. I was impressed with the way he handled the blitz 1,000 times better than he handled last year.
Yeah,
I was encouraged.
So, okay, that's interesting. I mean, maybe it's a poll we should do tomorrow. Were you more encouraged or discouraged? There's parts on both sides. I'll say this. I have not, from him passing the ball standpoint, I've never been concerned with the way he throws the ball and how it gets there. But I am concerned with who he chooses to throw, like when he chooses to throw the ball to at times. And the processing that I think is just not as fast as others. And it creates problems.
He threw it away a bunch of times.
He did.
I'm like, okay, good. Nobody's open. But, you know, the two interceptions.
I know, dude. Which could have easily been four.
Jalen and Jordan Love could have thrown.
That's right. All right. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. If you're thinking about making a switch to an electric vehicle, well, think Armin Chevrolet. Armin has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Together, let's drive. Poll question. We got two good and two bad here for you. You choose what hits you the most. What stood out to you the most from the Eagles' Week 1 win in Brazil? Is it A, Saquon, awesome? He's awesome. B, Zach Bond is legit. C, concern with Jalen Hurts. D, concern with the pass rush. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly, you can wait on the phone lines as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.